Have you been feeling weighed down by stress lately? You're not alone. It can seem like there are never enough hours in the day and stress is constantly nipping at our heels. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a free resource that can help you gain clarity. This free digital download planner is designed to help you organize your thoughts, focus your energy, and find more balance. I found it useful for diminishing anxiety, boosting productivity, and feeling refreshed even on hectic days. All you have to do is visit Mindful Worksheets. Why not give it a try? Taking even just a few minutes for yourself each day with a mindfulness planner is a great way to trade stress for tranquility. I highly recommend checking it out. Let me know if you have any other questions. The link is also in the show notes down below.
Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm your life and wellness coach and also a beauty expert. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. We'll be discussing all things health and wellness, feeling empowered, and loving yourself more while connecting your mind, body, and spirit. Always know that you can manifest whatever you desire for your greater well-being in your life because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Hey, gorgeous souls. So nice to have you back here. So today we're going to talk about living a healthy lifestyle and how it affects our heart, which is so important, right? There are so many people that pass away from coronary artery disease, which is the number one killer for men and women in Western countries and the United States. So we have to try to be mindful of the state of our heart, okay? And a lot of it is nutritional, not all the time, but it's really common. So sometimes there is a buildup of plaque inside the artery walls. So then it's harder for the heart to pump to meet the body's needs. So it's just not pumping as well. So there are six habits that will be good to implement into our lifestyle that will drop the risk of heart attack by, they say, 85%, okay? So that we can live a long and healthy life for ourselves and our loved ones. And it is never too early to start. So even when somebody's younger, it's good to implement and just get these habits going so that it could be a lifestyle to live forever. Because a lot of times there's also children that are overweight or have like health conditions or children with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, things that can be prevented. So it's good to implement all of these things because when you have one condition, your immune system is weakened and it gives rise to other things, okay? So for one, our nutrition, eating a predominantly plant-based diet. You do not have to turn vegan exactly, but at least 50% of your plate ideally should be plant-based. And you don't even have to think about it as removing food. Just think about, I just want to add this on my plate. And as you add more of the plant-based foods, like say you want to add more broccoli or quinoa or things of that nature, then you naturally start removing other food off your plate. So just think about it in a more positive way instead of just deprivation, because we don't want to think about deprivation because that just brings on a not so good feeling. You're like, I don't want to do that. You automatically don't want to do things that doesn't like sound good and pleasing to you, all right? I mean, every single meal we eat affects us in a matter of like an hour. There was a study done with healthy volunteers where they were fed sausage egg McMuffins, okay? And it reduced their artery health within 1 hour. It peaked at 4 hours and it took 6 to 7 hours for them to fully recover, okay? And that processed meats, like the sausage egg McMuffin, actually contains DIG bacterial products. We don't want that in our body, okay? And they're called endotoxins. They go from the food through your GI tract into your bloodstream, affecting your arteries within 1 hour. That's crazy, right? Just from eating that one sandwich. So everything we put into our body matters. And just to think that if you live a lifestyle where you eat a lot of processed foods or fast foods, all this is in your body. So if you're eating it repeatedly throughout the day, it's not even having a chance to process and leave because you're putting it more in there and more in there. And you're just clogging up your arteries. You're raising your glucose. All these things are happening. So the best thing for us to do is to try to eat a mostly plant-based diet. Foods in their whole state. So they're not fried. And a lot of those patties that you get, I mean, they're processed. It's not even real food. I mean, think about it. If something's in the freezer for a long time. It's just sitting there. They have to add stuff to it to make it last, okay? It's actually a good thing if you have to go out and buy more food. If your food goes bad quickly, we know it's fresh, right? And that's what's good for our body and our heart. And also, for example, going back to that sausage patty, it's loaded with saturated fat, right? And that's going to clog up your arteries. It's going to make it harder for your heart to work and to pump, to keep you moving and to keep you healthy. So reducing as much animal protein as possible. You don't have to remove all of it, but the more plants, the better. But whenever you do eat animal protein, animal products, trying to make sure that it's lean. Or like omega-3 fatty acids, which is very important. You get that from salmon, like your fatty fish. And if you are vegan, you could do it from your chia seeds, your flax seeds, things of that nature. So it's always a way to get all the things we need. And there are so many ways that you could try to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your day. By eating a salad, you can make it your main dish, like some arugula, some spinach leaves, maybe eating fruit as dessert instead of like if you normally like cake or pie, I'm just throwing up there some things. Just try replacing it with some fruit dessert and it'll give you the same sweetness. And then once you get used to eating the fruit, yeah, it's really sweet on your palate. You're going to need a potato. You can grab a sweet potato. Just don't cover it in tons of butter. You could put fruit on some oatmeal in the morning and just carry it around with you as a snack, a smoothie. You can make smoothies tons of ways. Celery, spinach. You could grab a handful of some spinach, throw it in there, some kale, and also put some fresh fruit in there as well. Veggie wraps. There's just a variety of ways where you could get like your fruits and veggies that will be good for you. And trying to reduce your dietary fat intake to be like less than 35%, okay, of your saturated fat. But you can replace it with polyunsaturated fat, plant protein, whole grain carbohydrates. Look, carbs gets a bad name. All carbs are not bad. So you could eat whole grain carbohydrates. Fruit is wonderful. Berries are like one of the best things ever. Blueberries, it gives you all those antioxidants. It's sweet. It'll get that sweet tooth you have going on. So don't dismiss all carbs, okay? Guys, it is okay. You can eat some carbs. It's all about balance, right? It is all about balance and what we're doing and the type of food we're eating. It's all about the quality. Everything in life's about the quality of things, okay? So increase your fruit and vegetables. Also, physical activity is good. Just getting good 30, 40 minutes a day in. It all depends on what you want to do. Everybody's physical fitness level is different. If you're sedentary, just get up and move your body. That's all. Just get up, do whatever little thing you can. I mean, so if you're going through something and you're not mentally there, just try getting up, walking around the block, just trying for a couple of minutes, right? And you'll feel so good. And it's good for your heart. You can do HIIT. You don't even have to go to the gym for like 90 minutes, 2 hours. You could do 30 minutes. You could do a HIIT workout where you're alternating your cardio and your strength training. I mean, it's amazing. You'll feel so invigorated and it's quick. And then you're done. Or just go for a walk. Find something that works for you. There's so many different ways to implement it, to move your body, to get out there and do physical fitness. And then once you do it on a regular basis, you will get addicted to it, okay? And that's a good addiction to have. I mean, just don't, well, let me rephrase that. You don't want to get addicted to it where you're just doing it excessively, but you want to crave it. And the fact that when you're not doing it, you'd be like, man, I missed that workout. I need to hit the gym. Or I need to go outside. I mean, not everybody's going to the gym these days. I mean, because of our current state. But hopefully sooner than later, everything will be back. But if you have a gym at your house or just getting out, right now where I am, we are... It's about to be April. The weather is gorgeous. Today is so gorgeous outside. I'm about to go pick my son up from daycare. We're about to go outside and just get into something, okay? Because it's beautiful. Just take advantage of it. Just make the best of it. 30 minutes. That's all you need. And it will go by. Just average of it. And then once you start getting it, sometimes you might go more. Sometimes it's just getting started. It's just taking that small step. That little step to get started. Sometimes you're like, man, I feel like doing this. Just set your shoes up, okay, near the door and put them on and you start going and you start walking. Then you feel so invigorated that you just keep going and going. You're like, man, I feel so amazing. Sometimes you just gotta get started. That's all you need. And it will help lower your risk of heart attacks by 67%. That is good, guys. That is so good. I mean, it's just everything together. The eating mostly plant-based, the working out, Also, smoking. Okay, now we know tobacco is bad. And that can be really hard to kick. But you just got to do it for yourself to live. So you could live there for your family. You got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you might need support with that. And just if you are stopping smoking, just make sure you don't pick up another habit in place of it. Don't start drinking in place of it, or don't start eating other foods. Like, there's been times where people have been like, well, I stopped smoking, or I'm scared to stop smoking because I don't want to gain weight. Don't think about it like that. Maybe it's like a mouth fixation or something. You got to have something in your mouth. Eat some fruit or just find something else. Just tell yourself, meditate on it about stopping smoking. And whenever you feel the urge, find something else to replace that with, you know? But yes, quitting smoking will definitely reduce your risk. Reduce your risk for a lot of things. Lung cancer, right? All the things. Also, try to watch out for visceral adipose tissue. It can develop around your belly. It can come from being sedentary, not eating good. And also alcohol contributes to this a lot. What's that saying? A beer belly? Something like that. And all of this will also contribute to diabetes, heart disease, and even dementia. So everything's like tied together. That's why it's a lifestyle. I mean, it's like when you start plugging in the pieces, like do this here, like I'm gonna eat this, work out here, I'm gonna stop this habit and just recreate. Things just start falling to peace. You just start feeling better all around, okay? And so it'll cut down on the visceral fat too. So pay attention to your waistline, okay? So smoking and alcohol also contributes, okay? So just trying to be mindful of not smoking and drinking alcohol occasionally, if it's not an issue for you. If it's an issue, then we want to reduce it altogether. And also your sleep. So your sleep, if you get enough sleep, it'll decrease the work that your heart has to do for it to perform for you. So try to get a good 7 hours of sleep. But it's different for everybody. So there's no real number for it. A good roundabout number is about 7 hours. But, you know, everybody's day is different. Everybody's bodies work different. So you just kind of try to pay attention to it. So if you're feeling groggy and just kind of icky when you get up, then you might need some more. So just try to adjust your schedule the best you can. Like a good thing you can do is try to give yourself like an hour wind down. So just like an hour before, just start dimming your lights. Stop playing with your phone. Just try to find something to do that's relaxing to just kind of rest your mind. So if you can meditate before, right? There we go. We get to do our meditation, journaling. You can read a book and just whatever it is that helps you calm down so that you could, once you decide to turn it in, you're ready to relax and it'll be easier for you. Because when you think about it, sometimes whenever you are tired, you feel more irritated, you're more anxious, and stress and all of that contributes to your heart. Your heart has to work harder. So we want to just also decrease stress for our heart. For good heart health, right? So when you're lacking in sleep, you're just more agitated. You ever notice you're like more snappy, things just get on your nerves more, all that's related. And for stress, you could always do yoga. There's different kinds of yoga, guys. So you could do something more relaxing like yin yoga, hatha yoga. That's also a kind of movement that if you want to do, like for a relaxing movement, not necessarily weight loss or anything like that, but yoga is amazing to add into your routine. Amazing. So meditation and yoga is really good for stress relief. Those are just two things that you can incorporate into your heart health, right? And it'll help you get to sleep. So there was this study called the Morgan Study where they were comparing lifestyle changes in heart health. So they took 18,000 men and women without any heart disease, okay? And they followed them around for 14 years. These scientists followed them for 14 years. And more than 1,600 people in the group had suffered heart attacks, including death, right? And if the people followed the four steps, they were able to lower their risk of heart attack by 67%. They had to work out physical activity, all right? Average 30 minutes a day, eat a healthy diet, which they consider the Mediterranean diet, which is kind of pretty much clean eating, all right? It was rich in fruits and vegetables and whole grains, like more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. No smoking and enjoyed alcohol beverage occasionally, okay? Now, if the people exhibited a fifth healthy habit of sleep,
of 7 or more hours at night on average, they lowered their risk of heart attack by 83%. It went up that much by adding in their sleep. And so many people don't sleep. And sometimes it's like a badge of honor to like be stressed out and be on the go. No, you need to relax a little bit, okay? But they followed them around for 14 years. And see, that just shows you right there. The people who followed that lifestyle, 67 to 83% of them lived and did not develop any heart problems, okay? I mean, that shows you right there. And there's many studies like that. So we just need to take the time to just make some adjustments. You don't have to wake up tomorrow and be like, oh my goodness, I have to do A, B, C, and D. Just small, simple steps, okay? Each day, just add in something and just keep doing it. Just choose one thing to implement and just keep doing that until you form that habit. And then one day you'll look and you'll just have a whole change. You have a whole transformation going on there and you will feel absolutely amazing, all right? So plant-based diet, maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, managing your stress. You could do yoga, meditation, getting adequate sleep, staying away from the processed food, the junk food, and just drinking occasionally. Some people might say this is hard, this is too restrictive. But I mean, when you think about it, is it worth it to live a life, a long life, a happy life, free of illness and disease? Just feeling energetic, being there for yourself, for your family, just all the things. It's not. Is it better to be in the hospital because you want to eat fried food? I mean, it's just these little things we just need to think about. I mean, it affects people I know. I'm sure it affects people you know too. It's just so important. Our health is everything. You can have everything in the world going for you, but if your health is not there, what do you have? What do you have? You know, it's just something to think about, right? Just do the thing. Just do the work. I know you can do it. I mean, none of us perfect. I'm not. Nobody is. We all slip up, but don't stay there. Get back up and do it again. Little treats here and there is okay because nobody's perfect, but it should not be a way that you're just doing this and doing that, right? Just doing unhealthy things for your body. You don't have to be overly restrictive. You don't want to deprive yourself because then when you deprive yourself, you want it more. But to live a healthy lifestyle and occasionally have a treat or occasionally do this. Okay, so I hope this was helpful. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. You may come to the Facebook group over there and join and ask any questions. You may also come to Instagram and send me a direct message over there. Give me a follow. You can jump in my messenger and say, hey, I would love to hear from you. All right, guys, I will talk to you later. Until next time, bye.
If you like my mommy show, leave her a review. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. And if you enjoyed the show, I would love for you to head over to iTunes, subscribe, share, and leave a written review at Miracles and Wellness. I would love to know your thoughts and what you would like for me to talk about next. Also, let's connect on Instagram at Clarissa D. Booker. Until next time, love and light.